USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
America's coronavirus outbreak is rapidly improving as the Delta wave lessens. By the numbers nationwide, the United States is now averaging a 22% drop in new cases over the past 2 weeks. Hawaii has the lowest number of new cases relative to its population, followed by Florida and Louisiana. Representative Fred Keller, the Republican from Pennsylvania, told Newsmax that he was a great big no on the massive spending package going through Congress.
If it's that good, I don't know why they're having to twist so many arms of people in their own party. The next thing should be the amount of debt that we're looking at and what's included in these bills. The way that they're going about this is not the way that the founders of our great republic figured it out to work.
La Nina weather patterns will slam the west coast of the United States this weekend, dropping heavy rain and multiple feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountain range. USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As the Virginia governor's race between former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin is virtually a tie in most polls, Fox News went to Virginia to find out what's important to them. High school student Maddie.
Lately, the school board has just been wrong and unacceptable. First, it was Beth Bartz, and then after these assaults, I didn't feel like learning. I felt like taking self-defense classes for my own safety, and that's why I'll be speaking at the school board meeting Tuesday.
Renee, a woman of color and former American veteran, also in Leesburg, Virginia.
Real history of what happened needs to be taught, but there's a way to do it so that it is taught so that we don't repeat what happened in American history, but rather we learn it, we learn from it, and we move forward together. We understand that, you know, we are contributed as African Americans, as black people in history, contributed a lot to this nation that hasn't been taught.
The Virginia gubernatorial election is November 2nd. Early voting is going on now through October 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the Biden administration continues to push the social spending bill, we have a lot more self-induced problems that have no leadership. The crisis at the border, supply chain issues, the dismantling of America's energy independence without a plan to provide another source of energy. Wind and solar are great, but the technology cannot suffice the needs of America's industrial machine. Former White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News the Biden spending plan is bad for the whole of America.
Well, listen, save America, kill the bill. I mean, that's still my motto. $2 trillion is unimpressive because there are all these accounting gimmicks in there. And the other thing is, the Bidens were asleep at the switch on this supply-side shortages, the container ship backup in the L.A. Long Beach ports. I mean, they didn't take any action to have it go 24-7. That was a governmental decision. The longshoremen, the unions, the Bidens want to unionize everything. The longshoremen did not want to go 24-7. And with all this talk about infrastructure, there's nothing in there that would get updates on machinery and automation now in these ports. And that's also because the longshoremen oppose it. And Americans, consumers, do not want to wait. They hate shortages. They hate austerity. They want prosperity. And government central planning is not the answer.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.